So at the early bird special tonight, we were talking about the times we'd been tipsy. And so I chucked my story and decided to tell this one. And my wife is kind of covering her eyes at the moment. So I was in college, I guess about 20 years old, a sophomore or junior in college, when my friend Harry Swicegood and his friend Shelley, soon to become Swicegood, became pregnant. And so they were going to get married Saturday morning or something like that. So Friday night we decided that Harry's friends, who were going to be in the wedding, four or five of us, would take him out to dinner. And we'd take him to the Falstaff Room in Providence, Rhode Island. There they had a fabulous roast beef dinner for $4 and an even bigger one for $5, giving away my age. And so we didn't get to go to the Falstaff Room very often because it cost so much money. So I decided to make the most of it by building an appetite and going out and skipping lunch and playing golf that day. Had to skip a few classes, I'm afraid. Guess it's okay to say that now. In any event, we get down to the restaurant and our table wasn't ready. So we had to go to the bar. And sitting at the bar with an empty stomach and ordering martinis and making toasts to Harry with the guys, I can't remember whether it was two or three martinis went down until finally we got our table and we were able to order our roast beef. At least that's what I ordered. At which point the entire room was spinning so much that I had to excuse myself, go to the men's room, and I won't describe the happenings in the men's room, but it was pretty bad. And I was just sitting there waiting because I couldn't get up to leave the men's room when after about 45 minutes, my friend Bill came in and he said, "What's going on?" And I told him what was going on. And he said, "Well, I better take you to your car to sleep." And so I have my arm around Bill, and we walk out in the restaurant, and what would I see? But at our table, Shelley's parents had come in with Shelley's friends and were meeting Harry and Harry's friends. Now, as you might guess, Shelley's parents were not that fond of Harry at this particular moment. And along comes one of Harry's friends, and, you know, they assumed that this just was how Harry's friends were. And I was introduced to Shelley's parents and Shelley's friends, and we're standing in the room, how are you doing? Having trouble standing up? When out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that two of the guys at the table are trying to figure out who's going to get my roast beef. At which point, that was not going to happen. So I reached over and picked up the slab of roast beef. And in those days when we went to a restaurant like this, you wore a suit jacket. And I took it and I put that roast beef in my pocket. Now, out we went to the car, not to drive. And after about 2 hours of sleeping in the car, I got up and I had a wonderful dinner.